This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol. Tick tock, tick tock. Time is running out for Congress to fund the government before next Friday, the 14th, when that day at midnight, the current continuing resolution expires. In other words, we lapse in appropriations. To recap, our fiscal year, in this case FY25, began October 1st of 2024. Folks, that was more than 5 months ago, and here we are, nearly halfway through the fiscal year, and we've been operating on a funding bill based on FY24 numbers and priorities. And if we don't move the appropriation bills for this fiscal year, and soon, we will be asked to pass yet another continuing resolution, but this time for the remainder of the fiscal year through September. That qualifies, in my definition of the word failure, as a monumental failure of the governing majority. That's us, folks. Last September, the excuse was we didn't have top-line numbers to write our bills to, and we were running out of time. In December, we didn't have top-line agreement, and again, we're running out of time, so we punted to March. This time, we're close to a basic agreement on the top-line number, but I'm told that it's iffy at best. And with only days away from a potential shutdown, once again, we're running out of time. Now, I'd prefer we do a short-term CR and finish the FY25 bills, but that's not the play call. Seems like we're going to forget about FY25 by punting the next CR to the end of September. With very limited majorities in the House and Senate, I'm not sure how this plays out. But one thing you can count on is that this Congress is going to flirt with a government shutdown. I don't have to tell you that this country is severely divided. And if the makeup of Congress is any indication of this division, one only needed to look in on the President's joint session to Congress last Tuesday. Half the room was in pep rally mode. The other half looked more like the first half of the Razorback South Carolina game when the coach and players just wanted it to end, and end soon. So much so that one of those Democrats, Al Green of Texas, got a double technical. He was kicked out of the game. He was later censured by the House. Our majority in the House is about 2 seats right now. In the Senate, it's 3. But remember, in the Senate, it takes 60 votes to move most legislation, and 53 doesn't equal 60. So at the risk of pointing out the obvious, anything moving out of this Congress, short of reconciliation, is going to have some bipartisan support. It's just a fact. So next week, we will do something, not sure what something is, and probably won't until late in the weekend. Then we will take it up, and assuming passage, probably Wednesday or so, we'll send it over to the Senate, and after that, all bets are off. I have a few projects in the FY25 bill that benefit my district. Among them is a $59 million appropriation for the extension of U.S. Highway 412, the Northern Bypass, and $70 million for the Academic Training Center for the F-35 mission in Fort Smith. 13 other projects important to my district go away as well. I hope you can see why finishing those bills is very important to me. So we'll take the weekend off, then return with some very important unfinished business that we need to tend to. It's crunch time. We have to act. In the meantime, I hope you have a great weekend. Remember, late Saturday, early Sunday, move your clocks forward 1 hour. I just hope that's not an hour Congress will need come Friday. As always, I invite your views. This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol.